USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North of the border, a gunman and a young woman are dead in Toronto after a mass shooting that the police chief of Toronto says could possibly be a terrorist attack. He says he's not ruling anything out.
And I'm looking at absolutely every single possible motive for this. I mean, when you have this many people that are struck by a gunfire, it's a grave concern.
Again, the gunman and a woman were killed in the shootings. 13 people were wounded, some still hospitalized, and we now learn one of them is a little girl who's in critical condition. After Iran's president warns the U.S. Sunday that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, President Trump tweets that if he threatens the United States, he will, quote, suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. And that was in all caps. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need 100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Some Republicans losing patience with President Trump concerning whether he believes the U.S. intelligence community when it comes to Russia's activities, including meddling in the 2016 elections. South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy says,
the evidence is overwhelming. It can be proven beyond any evidentiary burden that Russia is not our friend and they tried to attack us in 2016. So the president either needs to rely on the people that he has chosen to advise him, or those advisors need to reevaluate whether or not they can serve in this administration, but the disconnect cannot continue.
Gary, speaking on Fox News Sunday, also said the Russian President Vladimir Putin should not have been invited to the White House this fall. Uber and Lyft pulling over a driver who live-streamed video of his passengers without their knowledge. Jason Gargant streaming his interactions with hundreds of St. Louis area passengers on the popular video gaming website Twitch. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
A one-time campaign advisor to President Trump denying claims in FBI documents that claim he conspired with Russia. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Even as he became the subject of presidential tweets and Sunday interview broadcasts, ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page denied he knowingly helped Russia. He was on CNN's State of the Union.
No, I've never been an agent of the foreign power.
The FBI wiretapped him in 2016 on just that suspicion. Limited documents about the legality of that have just been released. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
The Carter Page warrant is whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Democrats haven't either, but keep stressing the word yet as the Mueller investigation grinds on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Mondelez Global, the company which owns Ritz Crackers, issuing a recall over possible salmonella contamination, announcing the voluntary recall for its products in the U.S., including Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It impacts certain Ritz Crackers sandwiches and Ritz Bits products. And the actress best known for portraying Mrs. Dubcek on Third Rock from the Sun has died. Elmarie Wendell passing away from an undisclosed illness at the age of 89. She had also turned up on shows like Seinfeld, Murphy Brown, and Empty Nest over the years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.